Here's something that may come as a shock to you. According to the CDC, Idaho has one of the highest accidental drowning rates in the country. And since May is Water Safety Month, we wanted to talk about this. Joining us today is the Executive Director of the Downtown Boise YMCA, Mike Kapaniski. Mike leads the aquatics programming for the Valley as well. Mike, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me. Really excited to be here and to discuss water safety.
So as I mentioned, we're a landlocked state. So why do we have one of the highest accidental drowning rates in the country?
Yes, it's important to remember that drowning can happen nearly anywhere with standing water, lakes, ponds, canals, even home swimming pools. And we do have our share of shoreline with all the rivers and canals around the state. So Water Safety Month is a time to remind people to be diligent when their families are around water, but also that water should be fun, not feared. You know,
I was just going to say, so let's talk this about safety tips then, especially since pools are going to be opening soon. People are going to be going out to the lakes and the rivers and all of that. What are some good safety tips in particular, you know, I think for parents and caregivers?
Number one, never swim alone. You know, we teach our kids how to cross safely across the street. We probably should also teach them how to be safe around water. Never swim alone. This is why at the Y we always have lifeguards on duty. Mm-hmm. Don't play breath holding games. While they seem fun, holding breath underwater can cause drowning and has several other risks. Always enter water feet first and stay within designated swim area. A couple of real simple safety tips for parents. Whenever possible, have the kids wear life vests. And if somebody does end up in trouble, do not go into the water after them. We have a saying, it's throw, don't go. Throw them a branch, a rope, a safety jacket, but you don't know why they're in trouble. You don't want to get yourself in trouble as well.
Okay, so I think that's such an important tip. I really reiterate that with my kids because I think your natural instinct is to go into the water, but that's not what you want to do. I only have about a minute left with you, Mike, but I do want to talk swimming lessons because at the YMCA, my kids took lessons there. I mean, this is a big mission of the Y.
Yes, we started actually swim lessons over 100 years ago. We are probably the best place for you to come and get your kids educated in swimming. But good swim programs will always have instructors in water with students, instructors who are certified in first aid and CPR, a place for parents to observe, small class sizes, no more than 5 or 6 kiddos in the class, and they will always provide instruction and survival skills long before they start teaching the swim strokes.
Mm-hmm. Well, this is such good information. I appreciate you taking time today to talk to us about this as we are heading into those warm weather months and more people are going to be out around water. It is so incredibly, incredibly important to remember that swimming can save your life. Mike, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate
it. Thank you. And if I can just maybe add, at the Y, no one is turned away for an ability to pay. So yes, you can afford swim lessons for your kids.
Thank you so much for that. I think that's important. We've been talking with the Executive Director of the Downtown Boise YMCA, Mike Kapaniski. Mike also leads the aquatics programming for the Valley. Remember, it is Water Safety Month this month. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Two men of color vanished after last being seen in the same deputy's patrol car.
I knew something was wrong. Your mother knows.
It's the strangest case, the most unsettling case.
Listen to The Last Ride podcast, part of the NPR Network.